You don't want to kill that, you know, that instinct in him to throw the ball down the field, to get those chunks for you, because I think he's got a knack for doing it. But I do think there's times where it's clear, like, that's not a good choice. And, you know, you emphasize it through film. Like I said, we study film of all kinds of, you know, quarterbacks at all different levels. And when, hey, this is a good decision, this is not. And it's constantly ingrained in these guys. And you just keep getting it to the point where it becomes second nature for them. And it, the only way I know how to do it is repetition, keep talking about it, keep teaching it. And then, you know, you're also trusting his instincts to do the right thing at the right time.
Sean Ryan, Texans quarterbacks coach, on Deshaun Watson, the balance between protecting Deshaun and taking away his freedom.
I like his voice.
I like his voice, Isn't he,
Deshaun Ryan the one that used to do Hollywood stand-in stuff, or was that the other guy?
No, that was Pat O'Hara.
That was Pat O'Hara.
I don't know if he's here anymore.
What the hell happened to Pat O'Hara? Did he make it big in Hollywood?
I don't believe so. I got to double-check.
Used to be like the stand-in in football movies. Like the longest yard and stuff, he would be the quarterback. I don't know if that was one movie he did, but he was that guy. I hope he wasn't the guy that tried to teach Keanu Reeves how to throw a football in Point Break, because that was atrocious.
You know who he is teaching to throw the football right now?
Who?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, he's in Denver.
Or Tennessee.
Excuse me.
What the hell?
It's a beautiful day. Listen, Mike, you didn't play the game. Shut up. Listen. Come talk to me after you've played the game, all right? I'm going to say that Marcus Mariota plays for whomever, because I want to blame everything, including last night. That wasn't Case Keenum. That was Marcus Mariota.
As long as all of us don't play for the Arizona Cardinals, I guess we're okay. All right, here's my question.
Know.
So, with the offensive line, I don't want to be overly positive here, but when I look at the last couple of weeks, so I thought they played better against Indy. I thought they played better. You can disagree with me. Then crush me if I'm wrong on this. I thought they played better against Indy. I thought they played better against Dallas specifically, because DeMarcus Lawrence was basically off the stat sheet. But then you go into last week, and they got their asses kicked.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole game, Davenport was a complete fiasco. What's going on up front? I mean, they're facing Fowler and Ngakoue and Campbell this week, and I'm concerned, obviously.
Oh, without question. I mean, it's one of the things you have to do to fix just all of this is you have to get guys off balance. You have to get the defense off balance. And if you just go back through, there's three situations that happened on first down in the Bills game. It was probably Lamar Miller for 2 yards, right? Or Alfred Blue, pick one of the two, right? Yep. There was a couple where they popped it. I'm generalizing. There was a penalty, or there was, you know, a deep shot that was an incomplete pass. And those are actually far and few. That's pretty much what they were doing on first down. So if you put yourself in those situations, you're opening yourself up to absolutely have kind of this train wreck to follow, because you're facing good defensive fronts. And so, you know, what we talk about and what you've been critical on and what we all have been saying is we want to see a little more creativity, a little more. And what we mean by creativity is something that gets the defense off balance on first down so you can win that down. Right. And all of those scenarios, those three that we just named, and that was pretty much summed up the entire Bills game. There wasn't one of those scenarios where you won it. And so you just have to do better on first down.
Yeah.
Get your offense off to, you know, a better start. And I personally like seeing Deshaun early move out of the pocket. I just and think it's such an easy,
he gets,
easy thing.
He gets
to get
comfortable.
Yes.
Like it's not even like, well, he has to throw on the run or anything like that. I think he just gets comfortable. It's like getting a big man some touches in a basketball game. It gets them their flow. It gets them into their rhythm. And I don't know what you do when he has bruised whatever the hell he has, whether it's a rib or sternum or whatever. I think there are, Kylie, I think, and I had sent you a couple videos of it at times. As he's learning how to play under center, some of the mechanisms behind the bootleg just aren't very smooth right now.
Agreed.
So if I'm Bill O'Brien, I understand being nervous about the fact that, all right, if we start running the bootleg and this other team just starts running corner blitzes and everything to try to screw up the bootleg, then Deshaun's going to have to make some really fast decisions after having had his back to the defense. I felt like he actually, it's in last week's game too. And it wasn't even bootleg. Just on the play action from under center, he did turn around and make some quick decisions and get rid of the football. The question becomes, okay, what happens when that's not his first read?
Yeah, I'm not an advocate for putting him under center to boot. I would actually rather see the boot maybe off of the read option or off of some type of, you know, motion where, you know, it's jet sweep and you're faking the jet sweep and you're doing it, or you're faking some type of shuffle pass and you're moving out. I prefer that. I actually would not want to see him bootlegging from under center because, one, our offensive line does not. Yeah, but yes,
the offensive line
doesn't set up the bootleg, right? Like the you don't see the pad level that you would see from teams that run really, really good bootlegs, and so it becomes a clear like, oh, they're passing. You know, and so you can't have that. I would prefer to see it probably out of the gun, you know, off of, you know, again, some type of shuffle pass, some type of jet sweep, or, you know, read option.
You know what was frustrating for me too, Kylie, last week was in the second quarter when they were moving the ball pretty well with the run. I mean, they were running zone a bunch, yeah, and running. Guys were blocking people. There were plays in which nobody missed a block, which is rare for this team. And it was frustrating that completely disappeared in the second half, you know? Now, I know they can't. There's a difference between running in the middle of the field and running down on the goal line.
Totally
and,
different.
And including, like, even with when the Texans were really good at the zone running game, when they got down in the goal line, they had to run some old school football to mash it in. And I just don't know. I don't know what the solution is in the middle of this
year.
Well,
I mean, it ties back to my earlier point, and I'm sorry to interrupt real quick, but if you're not winning on first down, you're not winning in the red zone. That's just that, because that is about the same offense that you're typically, you know, this compressed where they think you're going to run, or they think you're going to do something short to try to get an advantage for second and third down. It's kind of the same idea once you get in the red zone. So if you have a bad first down offense, I'm going to probably say you probably have a bad red zone offense.
I agree with you about the first down, no question. My concern with O'Brien's style of play calling and maybe the New England overall style is, and maybe I'm crazy on this, I feel sometimes like they want to get in the perfect play against the perfect defense, and this running game is not good. I think we all in the room agree on that. But there are times where they will show some flashes, and I think in those moments, O'Brien doesn't really have a feel for it to go back to it. So the Wildcat play to me was a great example in the playoff game against Kansas City. They ran the ball very well on that drive. Blue was basically cutting guys, like running over guys. To me, even if you don't trust the running game, if they have a few good plays, do it again. In the second half, their second turnover, the fumble by Deshaun, it was a 3rd-and-1. They had 3rd-and-11, again, loss on first down, but then they ran the ball for 10 yards. Why not try to run again, especially in a game where it felt like they were just trying to survive with Deshaun? I just think that he doesn't have a feel for what is, yes, not a great running game, but they will show flashes. Go back to it and keep trying.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what you see a lot of good offenses do, and that's what, you know, Seth, the era that we played in, that's absolutely what they did. You know, if they ran one play to the left and they had success for 7 yards, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or whoever else would come up and run that same play to the right.
Again.
You know what I mean? And then go right back to the same play to the left and just constantly just go at it with some type of pace and with some type of tempo.
And it feels like sometimes they just do it for the sake of doing it. And it feels like at some point when they're doing it for the sake of doing it, they don't set anything else up while they're doing it for the sake of doing it.
The grab bag. Right.
It's just, hey, we'll do it again. Hey, we'll do it again. But it's not any. Yeah, you're right. It's like, what are they working toward? That's what I feel like sometimes. O'Brien is living just in the moment, and there are times where sometimes you got to look at the macro of a game, and you got to say, hey, you know what? Maybe later on in the game, it's a 3rd-and-2 kind of play. I'm gonna have a shot play set up where I can get Will Fuller wide open down the field or something like that. But yeah, it does just feel like, hey, we're gonna do it because we should do it because it's a running play time.
It's funny. Lombardi had a good quote the other day. I don't know if I said it on our show if I read in his book, but it was like the myth of breaking tendencies. Like, listen, if you're an offense and you're good at something, keep doing it, and other teams will know you're doing it. But you're okay with it. Like, it used to drive me crazy when you hear, like, oh, these defensive backs said they knew what route was coming at Kubiak's offense. Yeah, and you know what? When it was a good quarterback and wide receiver, it didn't matter. And when it was a crappy quarterback and wide receiver, it mattered. Like, the amount of scheming that some people, I guess, just want to. I worry sometimes that O'Brien wants to be known more as a smart guy than an effective guy. I just want him to be an effective guy that has an offensive line that doesn't jump off sides once every three plays and that can actually get snaps off, or maybe is capable of aligning in different formations or having pre-snap motions or doing some of these things that actually help an offense versus like clever plays.
No, without the Indianapolis Colts forever made a living with three plays.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. There was three passing concepts, and everybody knew it was going to be trying to seven, but nobody could stop it because they would call it only against that defense, you know, where that hole was going to be open.
And it's a matter of, you're right, it's not the structure of the offense. It's how are you reacting? How is the quarterback recognizing blitz, reacting to the specific coverages, knowing where to go within that coverage, and then having receivers that do the same. But yeah, that's why I don't get too wrapped up in the either creative play calling or more of anything other exotic or anything. Just go out and execute. Well, stop getting your asses beat.
The only reason I keep bringing up creative play calling is I just feel Deshaun operates best in that type of environment.
But I don't think you're necessarily advocating like extreme creativity.
No. I just want a little bit, something to get defenders off balance.
Yeah.
That to slow rushes down, to not let them just come off. Because in reality, If you watch the Buffalo Bills, they pretty much try to tackle the run on the way to the quarterback. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, they weren't really playing run first.
Yep.
They're like, we're going to pass rush, and we're going to tackle the run on the way to the quarterback. And when you get a defense in that mindset, they're really difficult to stop and slow down.
As long as they still play with discipline, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's where, like, sometimes true. That's the one thing JJ does sometimes where, like, he's still jetting up field when he should have recognized run. That's like the only complaint about his game.
You know what's funny? It's amazing at how, yes, he can become completely gap unsound and still make the play.
Right.
It's
right.
Because he makes the play.
No, and that's right. It's rare. It's like the two times a game where he goes up field too fast and it creates a bubble, but like he makes up for it.
He
like that's the one play where, okay, they get 7 yards because of that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, it's, I'm blown away. And the hardest thing that Romeo Crennel has to deal with is everyone's not JJ Watt.
Yeah.
And that you have to just, you know, we want JJ to play that way, but everybody else, could we play with some gap integrity?
I have to play this for Kylie before he goes. I know he's here for another segment, but I keep trying to play it. This is Jags lady. Since this is Jacksonville,
they say they have the best draft in the entire NFL. Are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
That's Jags lady. She's pointing out the fact that, like, when the Jaguars were good early on, the Patriots didn't like it so much, you know? So they stopped playing by the rules.
Ah,
she's an icon.
That's what
that lady is. Like, if I didn't love my wife so much, I would go track down this interesting-looking lady.
Yeah, she sounds
and
hot.
And start a new life with
she
it.
Sounds she very sounds very hot. She's very leathery.
Leathery's a good
word. You guys leave my lady alone. Leave my paramour alone.
Wade Smith in at 9. We have one more segment with Kylie.